bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 8332. That was my pretending I was Sherwin being me. Pretending I was Sherwin pretending to be me. Which sounded dumb, right? Okay. If you worked your way through that, I basically called myself dumb. Right? Did you just call yourself dumb? Yes, you did. Oh, yes, I did. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, there are times in everyone's life when life tosses you a curveball and you've had to readjust, realign, and really rededicate your resources to make things better. And sometimes you may know what to do, but many times it's the first time you've ever had to face an issue, especially when it's financial. For the first couple of decades and for the last couple of decades, guess what? I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union. I had a financial issue that involved another family member, and I was able to go in and get advice and a plan. I'm here today to tell you it worked. At Educators, our members are our purpose. That's always a strange saying, like our. Well, it's a membership. So when you join, you're a member. So we're members, like family, right? At a credit union, we're not considered or concerned. We don't even think about profits or bottom line or shareholders or any of that stuff. Our greatest reward is you achieving your financial dreams through lower rates and access to free resources. And those resources are financial resources. Experience more heart and less hassle. You know, sometimes you can go to places and they can just, they want to, well, can you have this? And I need 5,687 pieces of documentation before they actually get to, by the way, this is what we're trying to help. Sometimes it just takes a heart to work through all the hassle and helping you. So I suggest you make the switch today. Achieve more at ecu.com, insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility is required. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, if I get brave enough, I'm going to tell y'all about that financial issue I had with my family, and I had to go to educators and say, all right, this is what happened, and this is what I'm dealing with, and I don't really know how to fix this, but I got to figure out. And they gave me a plan. And I was like, okay. And then I did it, and it worked, and I'm here today. And yes, I am still a member. Don't be trying to look for my, I'm going to go find Dr. Harrison's coat. But no, I really implore you to look into it. I've had an excellent time. I've never had, I told you my dumb story I did. When I told y'all my dumb story when I went in and I got this door. Where did it come from? Somebody broke in. I got a charge on my account. All right, $2.65. I'm like, what is that? Why would I get it? And then we looked at it and found out. I'd gone to some suburb and used my debit card to get air for my tire. And so air was like $2, but they charged tax. So it was like $2 and something. I forget what the tax was. Like, what is the tax now? Tax keeps going up. Anyway, so I paid for it, but then it showed up on my thing. And then I went, this isn't working. And then it ran out. So I put it in and swiped it again and used it for my other tire. And I'm like, I was ready to cancel it. Go in, they were like, no, this came from such and such a place at such and such a time. Were you over there? And I was like, yeah. I was. Saved me some money, saved me some time. Except now you can like make everything while you wait. So there's really no reason not to go in and, you know, see if you qualify. And just go in and find out. That's what I did.
Number five.
CNN.com has some really bizarre, weird, and strange stuff. So for his fall-winter 2025 show at the Paris Fashion Week, Dutch designer Duran Lantic continued to break the mold with his offbeat design set in an office space that wouldn't look out of place in a science fiction thriller, Severance. The collection featured silhouettes of warped proportions, as well as eye-catching styles that include zany animal prints and butt-revealing jeans. But that wasn't it. That wasn't what struck my fancy for this story. It's in CNN style. But it was two prosthetic torsos that stole the show. So what exactly is a prosthetic torso? Well, it's a chisel six-pack sported by model Mika Aguinares. Then came the buxom climax. Chandler Fry, an emerging male model, wore a big pair of breasts. So the woman they tried to make look like a man and the man they tried to make look like a woman. Personally, I thought they looked ridiculous, but the fact that the woman had a man's chest over herself and a six-pack, which was actually fake. And I'm like, how's that fashion? How's that fashion? It made absolutely no sense. It was ugly. But you know what it made me want to do? One of my goals in life was to visit Paris. No.
Number four.
This from also CNN.com. Greg Cabana, a veteran government teacher, remembers a time where his job as an educator felt secondary to being the phone police. Cabana told CNN it was absolutely every class period. It wasn't the question of if students would have their phones out. It's just a question of how much would they. This year, he's no longer fighting that battle. So here's something that they did in a school district that wasn't Milwaukee. Wakefield High School in Arlington, Virginia is part of a pilot program for that district that launched in September 2024, requiring students to put their phones inside magnetic locking pouches every morning. Now, you know what this magnetic locking pouch is, right? Anybody know what they're called? It's a magnetic locking pouch. I'll let you look that up. At the end of the day, they use a specialized box to unlock them. It comes after the state's Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, issued an executive order last July requiring districts to move forward phone-free education in 2025. And in that order, Youngkin wrote the move was meant to promote a healthier and more focused educational environment. It was a little rocky in the beginning. They were hesitant. They didn't want to put up their phone. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose my phone. Well, I remember a time when you didn't have a phone and we had to, like, find a phone booth and call somebody. Can you imagine using a phone booth now with all the germs on it? It's gross. Anyway, so when I walked into the cafeteria right after we got them, all you could hear was the banging and everyone was banging their pouch. Cabana, for his part, said the initial resistance justified the need for a drastic policy change. They're going through this kind of trouble to the extreme. This shows how this dependency is really turned into an addiction, not dissimilar from a drug. Between July 2021 and December 2023, one half of teenagers 12 to 17 reported 4 hours or more of screen time. Did you even go to school? Anyway, Wakefield students admit their screen time before the ban was oftentimes much higher. I remember the first day sitting in my civics class, said junior Alex Heaton. My phone was locked up in my bag and I kept reaching for it, but I couldn't. And the only thing I could do was sit it on my computer and listen. It was so freeing. Can you imagine that? You actually went to school to learn and you feel like it's freeing because you can actually learn. Yeah, that's bizarre. That is bizarre. But I think it's just time for people to get out of their phones and pay attention to each other, because we don't do that anymore. We don't pay attention anymore.
Number three.
This from JS Online and Politics by Stephen Martinez. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford unexpectedly cruised to victory Tuesday in her race against Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford's victory gives liberals control. They already had control, didn't they? Anyway, of the high court for the next 3 years when it is considering such issues as abortion, union rights, and more. It was the most expensive judicial election in U.S. history. 10 Wisconsin counties that voted for Donald Trump in 2024 election flip for Crawford. Now that they flip, see, here's my issue. In a national election, you vote one way. In a local election, you vote a different way, because I do. I pick my vote based on the person that I want in office, not the party, not the always vote Democrat or always vote Republican or vote Republican for this and Democrat for that. I vote what I feel should be as a true independent. And that way you don't have to bother with this people talking, oh, it flipped for Crawford. It really didn't. One person can vote in two parties for two different levels of race, and one doesn't touch the other. Crawford doesn't touch Trump. Trump's race doesn't touch Crawford. They run at the same time. And so I think we keep forgetting that, you know. But that's how you write when you have a slant and you want to show the slant against a Donald Trump, or you want to show a slant against Crawford. And it's unfortunate that people do that. And then we pretend like, oh, my God, well, it really wasn't that big of a shock. Well, they voted the same way they would have voted midterm. That's what we asked them to do. We asked them, hey, can you come out and vote like it was a midterm? And then they came out and vote like a midterm. Oh, my God, I'm shocked. What? And that's why I question journalists today in different areas. You can't flip from Donald Trump unless you're flipping to somebody who's running against Donald Trump. It's a little disingenuous to say the county flipped. If I vote one way in the city, and then when I vote for a national election, vote a different way, What are you talking about? That's normal. Oh, no, you got to vote the same way every time, all the time, no matter what. Oh, okay. Isn't that dumb? I voted for Donald Trump in the national presidential election. So when I voted for state Supreme Court, I voted for Susan Crawford. Did I flip? No, because Susan Crawford wasn't running against Donald Trump. There is. They're not even the same office. This is weird. But we have to, I guess we got to sell paper somehow, right? We got to make sure people step up and read the nonsense. And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Number two.
Did y'all hear what Cory Booker did? Do you even know what Cory Booker did? That's unfortunate. Among the volumes of material deployed by U.S. Senator Cory Booker during his marathon speech that crossed the 24-hour mark. There's a quick reference to the man, Bob Uecker. So Cory Booker broke Strom Thurmond's 1957 speech against the Civil Rights Act that lasted 24 hours, 18 minutes. Cory Booker just talked and broke the 24-hour, 18-minute record. Cory Booker from New Jersey. And a lot of people don't really understand what the relevance of that is. He started speaking Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. He doesn't eat, took periodic sips of two glasses of water that sat on the desk near 5 3-ring binders and a box of tissues. He didn't even leave to go to the bathroom. Although it isn't considered a filibuster since he's not attempting to stall or block legislation, the Senate floor will remain open as long as Booker is speaking. And he spoke and he broke the record. And I think it's pretty cool. Because I think about, you know, like, would I do that? Like, would I sit up and talk that long? Like, we should have a marathon. Like, we should have a marathon on the radio, right? How long the truth can stay live. No, you're not. You will not produce it. I'll produce it myself. I really don't need nobody else. You can just set up the stack and go home. After 20 hours of standing on the Senate floor, delivering what would become a record-breaking speech about the need for the resistance against the Trump administration, Cory Booker of New Jersey said, "Don't let this be just another day in America." He went 25 hours, 5 minutes in total. He broke the Senate speech record held by Strom Thurmond. He added an hour, a little under an hour. Yep. That's pretty cool. Have to say congratulations to Cory Booker. I guess he, like me, can actually say, like no one else can, "You talk too much."
Number one.
This is from thegrio.com. Now, I don't understand. This is just me. I don't understand why people are so mad at Meghan Markle. I think people are just haters. I think people just can't understand how she became a princess. And they mad. Then they started bringing up she's mixed. Like that means something. Oh my God, you're mixed. You've got two colors in you. Are they going to turn into a pumpkin and explode? Or I don't know. Dumb. So then everybody put her on blast. I don't know if you heard this. They put her on blast her lifestyle series With Love, Megan debuted on Netflix. And so everybody went like, so what? Big deal. Her As Ever collection officially went live. Well, when did it go live? It went live this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Sold out in an hour. Our shelves may be empty, but our heart is full, wrote the Duchess of Sussex in a caption on Instagram celebrating her first day of sales. We sold out in less than an hour, and I can't thank you enough for celebrating, purchasing, sharing, and believing it's just the start of As Ever official. Here we go. The brand went live with 8 products: raspberry spread, wildflower honey, 3 different flavors of tea, a crepe mix, shortbread cookie mix, and her viral flour sprinkles, priced from $12 to $28. The line was developed in collaboration with Netflix's consumer packaging goods division. I didn't know Netflix had a... Anyway, her Instagram post included a photo of her in the garden from an interview with New York Times that also landed on Today, where she finally addressed the controversy surrounding her foray into lifestyle content, and everybody put her on blast, and I don't know what she's doing, and blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? She won. And what can we say about the people that didn't like that? I think she said it best. Hater.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. You just can't let it go, can you? Yep, that's the jam. I just voted against Representative Lana. What did I miss? Curly Q, has your playlist stopped? I agree. Everybody flipped for Crawford. It's silly propaganda. Cory Booker is a cornball. Anyway, Miriam said, Curly Q, has your playlist stopped? And then Loanne said, I agree. Nobody flipped for Crawford. It's silly propaganda. Yeah, it's not that they flipped, right? I think what the newspaper's trying to do is, because when you have a reporter who is liberal, many times they believe that how they're writing is a normal way to write. So they write it in a way to make it look like, oh, look, they went from Republican to Democrat. Well, they really didn't. They were voting for a state race. And everybody knows state races, the majority, it's rare that they're not Democrat. Like, it's just statewide races, white women win. Like, I don't know what to tell you. The fact that they ran Brad Schimmel, a white guy, from Waukesha, they were destined to lose. But I don't really care about the Supreme Court, because it's going to always go back and forth, and every 3 years, somebody on the court is going to run it up. It's just always in flux. It's local that I care about. National is going to be national, unless it affects you directly. All these people screaming about Doge, most of them are not affected by Doge. Most of them don't have family members affected by Doge. I'm glad the U.S. Supreme Court or one of the district courts told Donald Trump that he can't fire probationary people. Like, the whole point that you got the job is because you're probationary. You can't get fired because you're probationary. Now, after you're off probation and you can't do the job, that's different. They can let you go for cause. But you can't fire somebody who's, okay, so let me get this right. I'm going to get hired on, but because now you don't want to spend any money, you just decide you're going to get rid of me. Well, no, that's not how that works. And luckily, that's not how that works. That you have to actually do something wrong or not do something wrong, not fulfill your job duties in the specified thing. You know, you didn't, you were supposed to type 600 words on this, and you had to write that, and you had to read this, and you didn't. That's all. But to be new, and have not been tenured at your job, and we're going to let you go, that just makes no sense. And I don't get why. I just don't understand why. And when you argue a point, argue your point. Don't argue by comparing it to something or somebody else. You know what I mean? Soros has always been the topic of conversation among conservatives while they ignore Koch. Like, don't like compare like apples and apples. Just make your point about Soros, or make your point about Koch, the Koch brothers. But don't compare the two. Because they differ politically, but they get along just fine. I'm 99% sure of that. You ever heard any fights between Elon Musk and George Soros? Neither of them were born here. Both of them immigrated here. And they're two of the richest men in America. They came over here and took advantage of your laws, your statutes, your business, your markets, and made billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. And instead of showing you how to do it, they kept it for themselves. They'll get you all jazzed up politically, but they won't give you any money. And had I been in, where was that, Green Bay? I should have went. Hey, can I have a million? Thank you. Can I have a million? Put your money where your mouth is. Say you support everybody in America. Give me a million. But we know that's not going to happen. When it comes time to step up and do things that are better for other people, we got to take care of ourselves first. Even though sometimes you should step up and take care of other people. I think about the past 30 some odd years that I've actually had to do that. Miss softball games and rugby games and basketball games and all sorts of things at school. Why? I was working. Working for other people who didn't give a flip about me, didn't give a flip about the police, didn't give a flip about whether or not I was dead or alive, as long as I did what they wanted me to do. And then complained about when you help them. Didn't like how you helped them. I don't like how you helped me. So I come to help you. You complain that I helped you the wrong way when you don't even know the right way to do it. And now you cause me stress and anguish complaining about something that you know nothing about because you think you're going to get paid. And then you don't get paid, and then you get mad. Not understanding that your complaint really wasn't a complaint. You actually did it the right way. Missed PTA meetings, school board meetings, games your children are in, stuff you can never get back dealing with somebody else who really doesn't care about you. But then when it comes time for that person to step up and do for you, you expect them to step up. But then you'll follow a political party 110% and get zero in return and never even complain about it. Has anybody seen the holes that are in the street? Have you noticed the holes that are in the street downtown? Have you noticed the holes that are in the neighborhoods downtown? I guarantee you when those holes get on South Oklahoma, South 27th Street, South 92nd Street, when they get on West Beloit, then the city will change. Till then, it ain't gonna change nothing. when somebody in Bayview hits their car in a hole and picks up the phone and calls downtown and calls their alderman or woman or whoever's out there and the mayor's office, then it'll change. Then road work will occur, but the road work will occur in their neighborhood, still not on the north side where we got holes because nobody cares. Tory Lowe should not be able to, at our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 to 12, he shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to clean up a city that should already be clean. We shouldn't have to have Cousin Subs register and show up to give you lunch if you show up at the last cleaning site to get a free lunch. That just makes no sense to me. Truthcommunitycleanup.com. The fact that you had to make a website that said truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify your own city, like, what does that say about you? I know what it says about Tory. He cares about the city. But like always, it's going to be rainy, it's going to be cold, it's going to be overdraft. Saturday morning, 8 to 12, April 12th, we're going to all be out there cleaning up the street, supported by 1MKE. Why? Because we are 1MKE, because we need to come together to help clean up a city that you should have been cleaning up, not throwing your trash out the window, not throwing your food containers out, not throwing your clothes in the street, picking up after yourself. But you know who I really blame? The people that didn't pick up after you. This whole fourth annual Truth Community Cleanup, the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, sponsored by Cousin Sub, Reyes Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. Makes no sense to me. But yet we have to do this. And we're going to do it every single year that we're here to remind you that the only person that can keep your community clean is you. There's only one thing that's worse than trash.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Music in the 70s and 80s and maybe the 80s and the 90s was pretty hokey. That's a pretty hokey song. You got to admit that. They probably had a drum machine. They probably had a drum machine and a, all right, we're going to set it up. We're just going to make it. And it just went over and over and over. It's the same thing with the same fake synthesizer. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, really? I tell you. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check what y'all talking about. What y'all talking about? Cory Booker is not a cornball. Cory Booker is, Brooker is not a, is it Booker or Brooker or what was his name? I don't really like dude, so I ain't no skin off my, Cory Booker. It's Cory Booker. Now, I have a friend of mine who's from the area named Brooker. So I'm just saying. And Brooker seems kind of weird name anyway, ain't it? I'm just teasing because he's probably listening. 833-212-1017 is the number. Winky Blue, what's going on?
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Ken.
Hey, what's up?
I hear you talking about people that vote and then they don't retrieve anything. They don't get no bang for their buck, not even a little sparkler for their buck. But Dr. Ken, the Republican Party has now got to realize something, that they cannot slide in the home on a Donald Trump's victory. And Donald Trump had 20%, 18 to 20%. I got the map of 20% black vote
right
out of Wisconsin.
Right.
So he courted that vote.
Right.
These dudes don't know how to. They don't have that. See, they ain't never jammed with no black folk. Donald Trump been around.
Well,
Negro,
wait a minute.
He ain't got no problem.
Wait a minute. That's
well, come on,
not
give
true.
Me what you finna say.
You and I both know that that's not true because back in the day, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, Democratic Party was down for black people and they showed up. So you can't say that. You can't say they ain't
but
never showed up.
About, okay, listen. We talking about right now the Republican Party, if they want to win votes, they're going to need the black vote right now.
Yeah, but they got to show up to. What should they
we
do?
We understand that, but they don't have.
Stop coming
see,
up with excuses.
All,
what some, should they do for the black community?
Okay, what they need to do is come out, court the black vote. See, first
not
of all, these
what
are suburban.
No. I want outcomes. I don't want
to. Hey man, look. Let me say this to you. Let me say this to you.
Don't raise your voice.
They have to engage the black community.
In what way?
I worked with it.
In what way? You just
hey,
talking
brother,
nonsense.
Oh, look here. Here's a good example.
Give me something.
You
example.
Gave $2 million.
Okay.
If you ask me a question, I'm going to answer it.
I'm waiting for you.
You gave $2 million away to two people. Do you know what $2 million could have did on the ground for in this state? And what could have happened? When I worked for the Trump campaign, I worked all the way keeping America Trump tight, okay? We worked all the way from Ashland, Wisconsin to the bottom of Wisconsin, even into Illinois, around Zion and Marriott.
So
that
beyond
area.
Money, what is it can be done to help black people? I don't care about knocking on doors. It's over. He already
Are you
won.
Talking about helping or helping to win?
I don't care about
because
winning.
There's a lot of things that
now
can help
that
us.
You won, what is
okay.
going to happen now in the black community? What is going to happen to reward those 20% or everybody that voted for him?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. That's a great question. But this is what I asked Al Sharpton.
I'm guessing what you asked Al Sharpton. I asked you. What is the Republican Party going to do
okay,
for black
right.
people now that they're in office? What will the outcome
this
be in
what,
4 years?
Listen to the question.
What will the
listen,
outcome be
gonna,
in 4 years?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Without representation at the table, Dr.
Okay,
Ken,
I'm
we'll
done.
Be just like we were at
right.
the Democrat
Thank
Party.
You much. Appreciate you. Have a good one. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hello, how are you? You got about a minute.
I am fine. Okay, that was a good one. Winky Blue. I was just going to just make a remark about the city, and you were saying about a Tory shouldn't have to get a group to go around and help clean up the city.
Right.
But the city, like where I am, the city owns these properties. Now, why they can't hire people, give people jobs so people can
why
live.
Why should I hire somebody to pay when the city's supposed to clean it up themselves? Because it's their house. That'll make no sense.
It's not a house there. It's empty land.
Doesn't
it's
matter.
Empty land, Dr.
It doesn't
Ken.
Matter. Clean it up.
And then people come dump their garbage.
We
I
let
don't
them.
Know.
All we
got to
do is put
jobs.
Cameras out. All we got to do. No.
We scan
no.
our own
no.
groceries.
No. No.
We scan our No, this is freebies.
That's how you feel.
The city wants freebies. It is. It's true. Because these are city properties. Houses boarded up. They've been boarded up for years. City property.
All
I call
right. You
the
got another, you got another 30 seconds. You got another 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. But I'm blaming the city. We need to get somebody that can tell us how we can get this city constructed where we're not talked about. and punched in the face, because everything ugly is blackface. Everything to be killed is blackface.
Of course.
We're crooks. We're criminals.
Of course.
So, no, it's not true. It's not true. So I'm fighting for the blackface.
I'm just agreeing and with you.
I'm saying it's not true. You said, of course. I'm not. And we have to get number one.
We got time for number one, number two.
We got a crew coming up. We got a crew coming up.
Okay.
And then we're having meetings for the city. And so now I want to get people working for the city. I want the city to pay them. Just like they sit at the table and
that's
get
my
checks.
Tax money.
Politicians get checks.
Nope.
No. Politicians.
All right. Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate you. Got to go. 833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You got 1 minute.
Hey, so here's what they could do. Now that they don't have the education department sending the money through all these little different people, they can send it directly to the states for, say, schools, and have Governor Evers distribute it to the schools.
Absolutely not. Send it directly to the school.
No?
Directly to the school.
Okay.
You send it to Evers, Evers is going to give it to DPI, and Underly is going to mess over the city. Absolutely not.
As long as they get the middle people out and it goes directly to the services.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. All that other nonsense we be talking about, all this other ridiculousness about, oh, we're going to do this and it's going to work out. No, it's not going to work out. And the reason it's not going to work out is because you keep putting people in the middle, and the people in the middle will always divert it to their own personal ideals. And when that happens, we know historically black people always lose.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
So I was reading a story that targets numbers are kind of down. Apparently, the consumer boycotts do have a significant impact. The No Corporation is aware of that more than Target. They reported last week on News1.com that due to efforts of the black activist groups and clergy members like Atlanta-based pastor Dr. Jamal Bryant, boycotts against Target, which publicly announced the rollback of its diversity initiatives back in January, appeared to follow the marching orders of President Donald Trump, had steadily increased while the retail stock and revenue starts to plummet. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. The analysis. Note the analysis tonight. All right, then we got Tori Lowe Show coming up at 6 o'clock, and we'll be listening to a rebroadcast throughout the hours. You can always check us out by going back on YouTube and watching us, but you can also, when you're there, subscribe and hit the notification bell so you get notified every time we're live. Or you can just go to Spotify, Apple Store, Google Play Store, and listen to the rebroadcast in its entirety right here on 101.7 The Truth. TheTruth.com. Just go sign up, all right? Hey, God bless. Take care. Thank you, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Dr. Kevin 46. Let's get it.
I'm out.